You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's draft weekend, but time for another edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. Let's get started with the first question. It's about first-round pick Garrett Bowles from Jordan Brantley. I am really excited about the Garrett Bowles pick. However, I'm hearing some analysts say that he's too small to play left tackle and is a bad pick for the offense. What are your thoughts on how size plays a factor for left tackles? Well, it depends on the left tackle. Now, Garrett Bowles, of course, is at 297 pounds. That would make him smaller than a lot of left tackles in terms of bulk. However, he's got the requisite length, got the requisite height that you want in the position. And if you look back at his combine numbers, quick and fast, very athletic. And he said on Friday he wants to use that to his advantage. Points out, hey, you know, you're in a division where you're going to face guys like Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Justin Houston. You're going to have to deal with Von Miller in practice. These are uber-athletic pass rushers, and you need to be athletic to try to cope with those guys. So even though he might get a little bigger, but he says he doesn't want to lose his speed. So he might get up to, say, 300, 305 pounds, but he wants to keep his speed and his quickness. He thinks that'll be an advantage, and it'll be interesting. If Garrett Bowles does do well and is a small and remains a smaller left tackle than most in the league, it could change the template on what teams want in their left tackle. Next question from Mike DeSico. How will the fullbacking Janovich factor into the new offense? Well, look at what Mike McCoy did in San Diego last year. He drafted Derek Watt, the younger brother of J.J. Watt, older brother of T.J. Watt, to play fullback. So that shows that he does see value in the fullback. You can even go back to the offenses that he and Jeff Davidson were a part of together in Carolina and see that they made excellent use of a fullback in Brad Hoover. So Andy Janovich is here. They inherit him. He's got some skills as a blocker. Also has skills, you know, with the football. We saw the touchdown that he had back in week one against Carolina. And because of that, I think you're going to see them find uses for Andy Janovich. May not be every down, but, you know, maybe sometimes at fullback. Maybe you're using him at tight end or an H-back. Maybe you're, you know, shifting him around, even on occasion putting him to the outside. He could be a Swiss Army knife type tool for the Broncos because he can create some mismatches. So I think we'll see plenty of Andy Janovich. Mike McCoy's strength is using what he has on hand, and I think he will use Andy Janovich to some great effect this year. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.